It's the Steve Gruber Show. Scott Bertram sitting in for Steve. On this day back in 1982, Jay Giles Band starting a 6-week run at number one on the U.S. singles chart with this one's Centerfold, the band's only U.S. number one. The album it came from, Freeze Frame, started a number one run on the album charts the same day. Would stay there for 4 weeks. Jay Giles, not the singer, by the way, as you probably know. Jay Giles, the guitar player from the Jay Giles Band. The lead singer is Peter Wolf. Jay Giles Band, number one on the charts on this day in 1982 with Centerfold. Scott Bertram sitting in for Steve here on the Steve Gruber Show. Happy to be joined by Christopher C. Miller. He is former acting defense secretary under President Trump at the very tail end of his administration, and also with a new book out tomorrow, Soldier Secretary, Warnings from the Battlefield and the Pentagon About America's Most Dangerous Enemies. Chris, thanks so much for joining us here on the Steve Gruber Show.
Scott, I'm thrilled. I have to make a confession. You know, I'm from Iowa City, Iowa. I'm a Hawkeye at heart, but my second favorite team in the Big Ten, actually in all of NCAA, of course, are the Michigan State University Spartans. So I hope that doesn't pollute the broadcast here, but I know everybody's out there going to work and whatnot, and I'm just thrilled to be on. And you're the first, hey, Scott, you're the first one first interview I've done. So I went with the best right up
top. I was going to say, for having me. First and best, it's all downhill from here, so I'm sorry about that. But America's Most Dangerous Enemies, we'll talk about the book in a moment, but I've got to start by asking about China, which is, of course, a dangerous enemy. This balloon over the U.S. shot down off the over the Atlantic Ocean on Saturday. What do you make of what China did, how we reacted, what's the message?
Scott, of course, I knew we had to go to the balloon. I mean, isn't it, it's just insane, isn't it, that the Chinese were brazen enough to fly a spy balloon. I'm glad it didn't go over Michigan, because I know if it went over Michigan, there would have been people out there shooting that thing down. Here's my ish. You know, we spend $850 billion, that's with a B, billion dollars a year on defense. That's over half of our discretionary spending. That's the money that we have available to, you know, spend on libraries and stuff. And the fact that we ended up letting that thing fly all the way across our country and had to shoot it down after it exited our landmass, I think, is kind of a indictment. And that's kind of what I talk about in my book, is like, holy cow, we should have been able to do something else and capture that thing. My wife's great. She's like, hey, don't you have this big Air Force fuel tankers? Why couldn't they just drop a hose on it and snagged it and brought it down? I thought it was funny. But her point is really good. It's just kind of shocking to me that we didn't have the ability to do something before having to shoot it down with the F-22.
So let's sort of spin off that and talk about America's Most Dangerous Enemies, as you do in the new book, Soldier Secretary. Who or what are America's most dangerous enemies as you see them from your perspective?
You know, Scott, I'm supposed to say it's the Chinese, the Russians, but really what I'm concerned about is this unbridled military spending. War is the only answer, and I really think we need to talk about how much money we spend in defense. I was in the business. Heck, I was a kid in Iowa City, Iowa, went down to the post office, which was the Armed Forces Recruiting Center was there. And I enlisted, unfortunately, at 17. I found out I had to go home and get my parents to sign off and allow me to do that. So I kind of have a bit of experience with this military. And I just know that right now with $850 billion, we can cut that dramatically. And the only way you get people to think creatively is by forcing them to do so by limiting resources. And the one thing, Scott, we got great people. We got smart people in the military that will figure it out. So that's kind of what I'm concerned about mostly, is we've got to rethink how we do our national security and our defense. The Cold War's over. It's been over for a while, Scott. So we've got kind of like, let's think about the future as opposed to the past.
So are you comfortable, and I ask because I know in a previous show I hosted for Steve, we talked with the Heritage Foundation. They have this ranking every year, the Index of U.S. Military Strength, and from their perspective, there are a number of things that the military needs, that the military is not quite prepared to do what it maybe could have done 20, 30 years ago. Your argument is, hey, the Cold War is over. We don't need that kind of capability anymore. Are you comfortable with essentially the preparedness of our military at this day?
No, that's we're completely in alignment with Heritage. I work with them on a lot of stuff. The thing is, I think we need fewer $14 billion aircraft carriers that the Chinese or a competitor could easily negate and sink in a major conflict. I think we instead of $14 billion aircraft carriers where you can only have 10 to 12 of them, I'm thinking we should spend less money and have – we're going back to an era where mass, like lots of small inexpensive things are more important than exquisitely large ones. So, yeah, readiness is a huge issue, but let's go ahead and spend money on readiness and the right weapon system, not just recycling the old stuff from the past.
Christopher C. Miller is with us. His new book is Soldier Secretary: Warnings from the Battlefield and the Pentagon About America's Most Dangerous Enemies. You also served as director of the National Counterterrorism Center prior to being the acting defense secretary. I asked earlier, who or what is America's most dangerous enemies? What about the issue of terrorism, whether it be bioterrorism or something else? Are we as concerned and as prepared for those kind of attacks as we would be for some sort of standard military attack?
That is a wonderful question. Thank you for asking that. And, you know, here's my thing. Right now, the military tries to think they can, or wants to make you think they can only do one thing at a time. It could be China, it could be Russia, it could be something else. We have to keep our eye on the ball with terrorism. But I'll tell you, Scott, I've been honored to be a leader of the counterterrorism forces in our counterterrorism ecosystem. And in the last 20 years, we've created a world-class outfit. Want to make sure that they continue to get resource, because that's the concern. Everybody is since we haven't had an attack a while, that's a sign that they're doing their job, but people will want to start moving resources away from it. We got to keep our eye on the ball. And you brought up chemical, biological warfare and terrorism, as well as, you know, radiological. That's a huge concern. And we have to keep investing in that, because those enemies out there, ISIS and Al-Qaeda, they still mean us harm.
Listeners can tell there's going to be great stories inside Soldier Secretary, the new book by Christopher C. Miller. We've got about 60 seconds here. What's something surprising, interesting that people are going to find out when they pick up Soldier Secretary?
You know, Scott, I want them to – I know Michigan puts a lot of people in the armed forces. Thank you. I'm glad the state of Michigan does that. Some of my best buddies came out of Michigan. Want to try to tell some stories, and you know, so few people serve right now. I want the American public to kind of get a taste for what their military does, and they'll be hugely proud, and hopefully maybe have some laughs at my expense. I try to talk about lessons learned and whatnot, and not just the typical, you know, look how good I am. That's not what this book's about, but hopefully kind of close that divide between, you know, those that serve and those they serve.
Christopher C. Miller, his brand new book out tomorrow, Soldier Secretary, Warnings from the Battlefield and the Pentagon About America's Most Dangerous Enemies, Acting Secretary of Defense 2020 to 2021, also Director of National Counterterrorism Center prior to that as well. Christopher, thanks so much for joining us. Best of luck with the book.
Thanks, Scott. First interview. Go Spartans.
Right. Chris Miller, thanks so much. The new book is Soldier Secretary. It's out tomorrow. Scott Bertram in for Steve on The Steve Gruber Show.
The Michigan Chamber.
Over the past year, we've experienced incredible uncertainty. Businesses across the state have been shut down. Unemployment skyrocketed, and Michiganders have been left wondering, what's next? And throughout this turmoil, your Michigan Chamber has been fighting for you to protect lives and livelihoods. We know that we're all in this together. Michiganders are strong and resilient, and we know that working together, we can bring Michigan back.
To learn more about the Michigan Chamber and how to become a member, visit michamber.com.
Peppers from Argentina, blueberries from Canada, and corn from Mexico. What are we doing? It's time to wake up, America, support our family farmers, and defend our nation against an invasion of foreign food. It's time you support Patriot Foods. Patriot Foods is an American-only produce brand supporting U.S. farms and donating a portion of every purchase to U.S. veterans. Join the movement to buy American and eat American. Go to patriotfoods.com. Patriot Foods will even ship your order for free. Patriotfoods.com. Patriotfoods.com.
The cost of heating and cooling your home seems to be going up every year, and you know it. But there's something you can do. With the WellConnect Hybrid Geothermal System, you can cut your utility costs by hundreds, maybe thousands of dollars a year. How? If you have a well in your yard and use propane, natural gas, heating oil, or even wood, the patented WellConnect system could save you a ton of money. That's right. Your well is the renewable green energy source for your well-connected hybrid geothermal system, delivering a state-of-the-art heat pump, usually in less than a day. WellConnect is the Michigan-made solution to cutting your utility bills. In the last year, WellConnect reduced propane consumption by 1 million gallons, saving Michigan homeowners over $1 million. Get connected to WellConnect right now, and you can still qualify for a 30% federal tax credit and utility rebates, but they won't be here forever. Find out more right now. Visit WellConnectSaves.com, WellConnectSaves.com, or call 989-356-2113.